to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evershaw is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and a big good morning to all of you. Welcome to the first day of the Marion Popcorn Festival. And already, people are on the midway, walking up and down, and I think some merchants might be selling already. Now, usually it opens up around 11 o'clock, usually, but I'm sure it's mostly open now. So you might join the others, come on down, and you'll find more parking places probably today than you will toward parade time. Oh, yeah, parade gets underway, what, about, is it 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock? I can find that out. But, the parade will have all the, and it hasn't been mentioned much in the media, about the royalty, the popcorn queen, and the Mrs. Popcorn Queen, or whatever, and then all the others that go along with it. Teeny Pops, and Wee Pops, and all that, yeah. And now all the royalty, too, throughout the coming year, will be visiting other festivals and promoting the Marion Popcorn Festival. And that's one of their duties when they become a member of the popcorn royalty. And so they, I know the last thing they did last year, they went to the Circleville Pumpkin Show. And it was kind of cool and rainy. But the popcorn royalty is expected to attend those festivals. All right. And so the parade will be, what, about an hour long again tonight. And, you've heard a lot about it. The parade never got as much attention in previous years as it did this year. And so the streets will be crowded with people watching. It goes to State Street, down State, and then left on Church Street and disbands there. A little change. If you're just tuning in and you haven't noticed, the parade has been changed. It doesn't go down South Main. Now, on South Main, there used to be hundreds of chairs and people, of course, but they'll have to rearrange themselves this year. And in fact, Heritage Hall is on the parade route, and if you want to go into Heritage Hall, I think they'll be doing popcorn maybe there, and they might be open for you to visit too, if that would be on your mind. I think the main thing on your mind will be the Popcorn Festival. Okay, and today, this is the 5th of September, the very first day of the Marion Popcorn Festival. And I've got a bunch of prizes here. I've got the usuals. Bill Huntsman again has oil changes. Now, let me see here. I've got 5 quarts non-synthetic oil at Bill Huntsman's. I've got the zoo tickets. Got a lot of them and tickets to the wilds. All that to give away today, if you so desire. Now, I was thinking some of the basic things about popcorn. First of all, in Marion County, there is not much popcorn grown. The main corn that's grown here is field corn, and that is used in animal feeds. But here in Marion County, a lot of it goes into poet to make alcohol. There is a byproduct from that processed that new industry coming to Marion will be able to utilize the offshoot of the distillation process and will be feed for their the larva of those flies that they'll be used in animal feed. Just a nice circle, complete circle of usefulness for corn. So most of the popcorn is grown in Indiana and elsewhere, not in Ohio. But I would like to know, I used to be a popcorn merchant, so I'm very much used to popcorn. I built a popcorn wagon, and when I had a business in Lucas, Ohio, every weekend I popped, in addition to my radio duties here in Marion, I would be able to get away and popcorn on the street in Lucas, Ohio. There might be some people listening right now that bought my popcorn way back then. But I soon had to learn the secrets of commercial popcorn sales. First of all, I bought my popcorn raw from Wyandotte Popcorn, which you no longer would do that. They had a special brand or classification called Super X. Now, Super X was a concessionaire's popcorn. And you say, well, why would a concessionaire have any different popcorn than other popcorn? Well, the thing is, if you're a concessionaire selling popcorn, you want something that makes larger kernels of popped corn. And mainly because it takes less popcorn to fill a bag when you're... when you have those larger kernels. So, that being said, I always bought Super X from Wyandotte Incorporated. About 50 years ago. My, how time flies. And then I found out, too, that a concessionaire selling popcorn, especially in the outdoors, has to have a heater if he's using coconut oil. And so many concessionaires over the years have used coconut oil. And that presented a problem because when coconut oil gets down below 70 degrees, it congeals into a semi-solid and very hard to use in popcorn. You have to have it liquid. And so I went to peanut oil, and that's the secret. Peanut oil makes the best popcorn. Oh, my goodness. And so it goes, and I popcorn for several years that way. So I'm an experienced popcorn concessionaire. So, getting on to another thing, too. Popcorn has to be a certain percentage of moisture to pop. And without that moisture, corn doesn't... If corn had no moisture, if you just had a kernel of popcorn and tried to pop it, you couldn't because you have to have an explosion occur in that kernel. The explosion comes from steam, which is generated by heat and moisture. The heat heating the moisture, and then it explodes and you have a popcorn kernel. But how much, here's a question. What is the percentage point of moisture that you have to have or should have in a kernel of raw popcorn? Now, I'm talking about raw popcorn. What should the content of moisture be? And there's a certain percentage where it pops better than any other. You can't have it too light or too moist. It has to be right there in the mid-range. If you can tell me, within a percentage point or two, what the average moisture should be in popcorn, I'll give you a prize. Oh, and I've got some other things, too. Going back to yesterday, I told you about in the first popcorn festival, there was a goofy contest held. It was open, I think groups of maybe two or three or four people were involved in a race of an... The race wasn't necessarily a human race. The humans facilitated the race. But it wasn't humans that were racing. I mean, they were pushing. But what were they pushing in the very first popcorn festival? It was a crazy contest, but it was a contest. Oh, what did they push? 740-383-9944. And so it goes. Beautiful weather for the festival. You can't beat this. This is absolutely the best weather you could ever have for the popcorn festival. And I hope everyone takes good use of it. On Facebook, there's some discontent, but you'll find there's discontent in anything. And did you notice on Facebook how some people, nasty people, were saying, well, I hope that hurricane destroys President Trump's resort there along the ocean. And, you know, different things. Facebook's getting to be a snarly type of thing. and yet, you know, you have you get your curiosity to see what people are saying. 740-383-9944. Now, if you got anything you'd like to pass along to our listeners, give me a buzz here at 740-383-9944. Another question: what's the one race at the Little Brown Jug that's not the Little Brown Jug? Just a second here. All right. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Charlie.
Yes.
It was the bed race.
Yes, the bed race.
Yeah, I remember that very well.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's good.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Oh, right. Yeah, I wondered if anyone could remember.
Oh, well, like I said, you and I are around the same age.
Yeah.
We can go all the way back.
That's right.
And I just wanted to call and tell you what it was.
Okay.
I think there were some other ones, but I just came out of the front room when you was talking about that, and I thought, because I thought I asked.
Yeah, I think they only had it once, did they?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, it was so.
Yeah.
Okay.
And didn't they, wasn't some of them in bathtubs?
Well, I don't know. You know, I did pull that bathtub myself across Marion.
Yeah.
With Gil Gomez in it.
Right. Well, maybe that's what I was.
That's probably what it was, yeah.
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 All right. Well, have a good day up there at the popcorn.
Okay. Place. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I appreciate her. Good, steady listener. And she contributed so many pictures of early people in Tully Township for the church, the Methodist church, the little 16 Methodist church is. Okay, let me see what else I've got here. The bed race. Oh, I'm really tickled to death that she remembered the bed race. Now, can you imagine? Now, here is like a group of four people would build this bed or take a bed and modify it and race it down the street against one another. Oh, boy. Okay. So, that was fun. Okay, now the let me see here. What else did I do in relation to popcorn? Yeah, what percentage of moisture must be in popcorn to be make it efficiently popped? Okay. Oh, and here's another. You know, for years and years, a cannon, maybe it still is, hauled in the parade, a cannon. And that cannon was made here locally by a man who worked as an instructor in Harding High School's machine shop. And he made the cannon there, except there was one thing he couldn't make, and that was the hole where the wick or whatever it was went to set the cannon to explode, because it would have been illegal for him to produce a weapon like that in a high school or any school. And so to make it a non or keep it non-weapon, he had to drill that hole once he took it from the machine shop and it was complete. And so I was stood right beside that cannon the first time it was ever fired. And yes, and he crossed this, I remember, and what I want you to do is name the man. Name the man that built that cannon. And he used to be with the cannon in the parade, and he used to fire it in the popcorn parade. And now I think if it's still in the parade, might be fired by somebody in the popcorn festival or the Civil War troop or whatever. But this man also, was a musician, and he was on the recording of Charlton Myers' theme song when he first started, the Marion County Historical Society started back in 1969, and in that era, Charlton Myers had a radio program called the Salt Rock Township Historical and Marching Society, and the builder of that cannon was also a musician and played the music for the theme song for Myers' program. But can you tell me the man who built the cannon? His first name was Jim. Okay, and the cannon still exists. It's probably kept at the Marion County Historical Society. The only drawback with the cannon being in the parade, some of the little kids, the concussion flipped them upside down. Oh, it was so loud. Okay, so apparently it might still be in the parade. Okay, but who was the builder of the cannon? The famous cannon from the Popcorn Festival Parade. Okay, and I got the answer yesterday. Where is the popcorn truck made by the Creeders Company kept? It's kept over in the Popcorn Museum at Heritage Hall, of course. All right, and can you tell me, now the major supplier, instead of ConAgra, who used to store their popcorn for making microwave popcorn, it stored north of Marion, actually in Wyandotte County, and that was taken over, purchased by Minnell Milling. So Minnell Milling now merchandises popcorn all over the world out of those bins, but it's not in Marion, it's in Wyandotte County, 12 miles north of Marion. Just thought I'd pass that along. So the biggest storage of popcorn, that's popcorn, not regular peeled corn, but popcorn storage, is in Wyandotte County. And that's how Wyandotte Popcorn got its name, of course, because it all started up there. Hoover Brown started his popcorn industry in Wyandotte County in a little schoolhouse many, many years
ago. Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and the time right now is 10:31 exactly. Check your clocks. They should all say 10:31. Okay, and another question today. Well, first of all, I'm sure glad to get that answer of the bed race in the first Popcorn Festival. That bed race is something else. Let me see. The Wyandotte Popcorn, of course, all began in Wyandotte County, hence its name, Wyandotte. And today, if you were to go up Route 23 and about 12 miles up and look to your right, and you'll see rows and rows of popcorn storage bins. And that belongs now to Minnell Milling. Minnell Milling is basically a supplier of ingredients, manufacturing ingredients, that is, to different companies for cake mixes and donuts and all kinds of flowery, IHOP pancakes, I think, the basic ingredient. comes from Minnell Milling, you know, and so many other things. And just like in Marion, so many of the snacks, like, and they don't like to announce the brands of snacks they make, because, well, that's an industrial, not exactly a secret, but it's a process of industries a lot of times don't like to, unless they're the sole proprietor of what they make. Like Wyandotte makes snacks for a lot of different companies, and there is a competitiveness in that industry. But we can say that one time Wyandotte made Cracker Jack popcorn, among other things. And I think also perhaps Wyandotte gives away a lot of snacks to charitable organizations. And a lot of those snacks come in a box, and their brand on those snacks is Clancy. Okay, Clancy brand of snacks sold by Aldi's. So that's one thing. But Wyandotte is a huge snack industry in Marion. My, employs a lot of people, uses tons and tons of popcorn, the white popcorn, and other type, you know, for making snacks. It's really something. But that's all, you know, I don't think they do tours anymore. At one time, they had tours, so you could see them packaging and cooking and whatever. Okay, questions. Here's another one. What do you call the process of raising or growing, like we have greenhouses in northern Ohio that grow tomatoes and other green products, celery, lettuce, and you name it. What is that process called? What do you call the process by which you grow vegetables in water? That water, of course, has some fertilizer in it, some feed for those plants. But you can go in one of these greenhouses up in northern Ohio and see tomatoes growing, like one plant will come up to a certain area, and then they strap it down, and that one plant might run quite a few feet one way or the other in producing tomatoes. But that process has a name. What is it? You know? Okay, or what percentage of moisture must be in popcorn to make it pop? What's the best percentage, that is? Okay, and let me see what else were... the builder of the cannon that everybody has heard one time or many times in the popcorn parade. Who was the builder of that? All right. Oh, I've got other questions, too. What is it in popcorn? What is it on a popcorn plant that contains the pollen necessary to pollinate every strand of, what do you call it, the hair is attached to every single kernel in an ear of corn, and that strand of hair, like, takes the pollen and, you know, pollinates, and the pollen travels down that and the ear is pollinated. But where does that come from? What is the originating source of popcorn, of pollen, that is, and an ear of popcorn, or a plant, a popcorn plant? What is the source of pollen? Where does it come from on that plant? 740-333-9944. Or if you have any comments you'd like to make about the Popcorn Festival, any questions, why, please feel free. Now, some of the kids that are in the popcorn royalty are in school today, and so that's why they won't be. In fact, some of them, too, I'm trying to think of their schedule. You know, there's a lot of schedules we haven't seen that are known only by those contestants or winners of the pageantry, and they travel all over. And they had a big, I don't know if it's today or tomorrow, they're all traveling to the sponsors of the Popcorn Festival. and thanking them for their sponsorship. Now, that's, see, that's something you never knew. All the contestants that in the royalty, you know, the Mrs. and Miss Popcorn Festival and the Teeny Pops and all, they'll be visiting all the sponsors and thanking them for supporting the Marion Popcorn Festival. So that's another duty that they must do after they become members of royalty. All right. But where is the pollen? Where does the pollen come from to pollinate an ear of corn? Now, popcorn must be pollinated just like sweet corn and field corn. And it's quite visible, the area where it comes from. 7403-39944. I've got tickets to the Wilds, tickets to the zoo, and oil change from Bill Huntsman's Auto Service. Okay. Now, let me see. There used to be a parade, a rather large parade, and the group putting on the parade kind of folded up, and Marion no longer had a huge parade, but it wasn't very long that the Marion Popcorn Festival parade began. And so people once again had the benefits of watching a long parade. But what was the group, what was the parade called before it was Popcorn Festival? What was the name of that parade in Marion? And it was huge. It was also big and had all these marching units. Even though like the Marion Cavaliers and the groups from all over the country that would come to Marion every year to compete, they were not marching, not good parade route marchers. They were more field performers. In other words, the, here's a caller, just a second here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was it the U.S. Open?
Yes, the U.S. Open Parade, yes.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Boy, it was, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yes, and everybody's so disappointed when we no longer had it.
That is so true.
Yep, okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, the U.S. Open Parade. Yeah, that was a biggie. But thank goodness the U.S. Open Parade took its place and probably even doubled in its size. But like I say, the groups that were in that parade originally, the U.S. Open Parade, were not really parade marchers, but they had to adopt to marching in a parade because they were field performers. They were artistic field performers. Okay, so that was the original big parade in Marion. Now, I remember I organized a parade here once. It was a July 4th parade, I think it was. Some years ago, back in the, was it the 70s? I think it was. And I remember I invited all the Vietnam veterans to be in that parade because all the other military units would be in it. But the Vietnam veterans at that time still felt that people didn't like them, and not a single veteran from Vietnam showed up to be in that parade. And I always and now, in contrast, thank goodness the Vietnam veterans are so can feel better about their recognition. Okay, and let me see. Where does the pollen come from on an ear of corn? All right. And here's another. There is a tree in Marion, not a really a very popular tree. In other words, there's not many of these, this particular type of tree in Marion that I'm talking about, that loses its leaves all at once. Yeah, the leaves can be there one day, and the next day you look, and they're all on the ground. Now, this particular tree is one of the oldest trees in the world. It goes back millions of years, not necessarily in this country, but in other countries. What's the name of that tree? And there are some in Marion. There's one or two in the Marion Cemetery, and there's some on a street near the Marion Cemetery. And it produces fruit every year. Only the female tree produces fruit. It's kind of like, you know, human life. only the female. But the, in contrast, the fruit of this tree is terrible smelling. You could plant it and grow another tree, but in the meantime, you wouldn't want to smell it. Now, what's the name of that tree? And that tree is also used in medical products. You can find in any drugstore today products made from that tree. Now, what's the name, of the tree? 7403399944. Or what about next week, the big horse race in Delaware, the Little Brown Jug? One of the races in that, there's a number of races that will take place, but the one secondary to the Little Brown Jug itself has a name. What's the name of it? It's named after something you could carry water in. Got that? Okay. Here's another question. Where is everybody today? My goodness. We need some callers today. You can call about the Popcorn Festival. Anything you'd like to talk about. We're open. All right, 7403839944. I've got tickets to the U.S. Open. What am I talking about? Tickets to the Wilds over in Eastern Ohio. Tickets to the zoo in Columbus. Now, the original destination, the longest destination when there was a bike tour connected with the Popcorn Festival, the very first year, 1981, we decided my daughter Kathy and I, to ride all to the farthest point, and that was the Columbus Zoo. And when you got to the zoo, you took a refreshment and turned around and came back. And it was very exhausting, to say the least. And there were shorter routes than that. But like I said yesterday, it got me started in real serious bicycling. All right, and name that tree, the oldest tree probably in the world. What is it? 7403399944. Or, you know, to have an ear of corn, any ear, with kernels, instead of a plain cob without kernels, it has to be pollinated. Each individual kernel on that
Charlie,
cob.
Do you know because we'll be of back. You, more Marian residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 B.C. than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 B.C., in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, back once again, and the time is 10:46, and our lines are open, 7403839944. Now, if you'd like to comment about anything, if you have any questions about the festival or anything else, give us a buzz. Now, I don't know. I wish I had a list in front of me of all the concessionaires. Now, that would be...
Hi, this is Steve Boom Boom Cannon, and as the king of trivia, I've got a question for you. Where can you find great talk, open phone lines, and celebrities every day? Now with Scott Spears on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM LP. We're in Marion, Ohio. Call him at 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
From 12:10 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay, we're back once again, and Good morning, yes. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, you talking about the Jugette?
The Jug. Well, that's one. That's not the one I'm. No, it's not the Jugette, but it's another similar race.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yes. I gotta make sure I push the right button here. Okay. Yeah. There's a number of races. Yeah, the Jugette is one of them, and the Little Brown Jug, of course, is the big one. But then there's another in between, and it's. Oh, I see what he's talking about. The Jugette, something to carry water in. Well, this race also has something you could carry water in or anything else, liquid or otherwise. 740-383-9944. Okay, where is everybody today? Are you coming to the festival? Are you coming to the parade? And, of course, the parade route has changed this year, and it will end up east of Heritage Hall. Okay. Let me see here. Caller, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, Charlie. You was talking about the gentleman with the shoot off the cannon.
Oh, yes, yes.
I'm thinking back. I think there was an article in the paper one time. Was his last name Sayer or Sater?
It was. That's close. It was Sauter.
Sauter.
Jim Sauter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That I tell you, that scared everybody.
Oh, yes, it did.
Because you don't expect it in all at once. I'm sure he got a thrill out of that.
Oh, yeah. And and some of the kids were scared of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So. Okay.
Okay. Very good. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Jim Sauter. Yeah. And Jim Sauter was one of the musicians on the theme song. A doctor that Charlton Myers had. Okay, that was a long time ago. But like I say, I stood right beside that cannon, well, with a certain distance from it, when it was fired for the very first time. Now, why was it fired? Well, Jim Sauter was a member of the Marion Community Band, and so was Dick Lawrence. And I can't remember whose birthday it was that night, but Dick told me, be sure to come out because we're going to fire a cannon that's never been fired before and celebrate somebody's birthday. Well, Dick Lawrence, of course, was a guy like me. He liked having fun. And Dick Lawrence that night brought his acetylene torch. And I said, Dick, this is a birthday party. What's an acetylene torch doing here? He said, just a minute, I'll show you. He lit the candles with an acetylene torch just to be funny. And the night the cannon was fired for the first time. You know, there's some things that happen in your life that you remembered every day practically. And that's one of them. I can still see him lighting those candles with that welding torch. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Does anyone have fun anymore? Do people just complain today? Doesn't anyone have fun? You know, I grew up in a fun era, I think. At least I had fun. And I hope I brought fun to other people. And I never forget the very first thing that I, one of the first things I ever did to have fun was to push our weatherman in a wheelbarrow 4.5 miles across from the radio station to Kennedy Ford. That was something else. There were pictures in the newspaper, there's pictures all over, of me pushing Gil Gomez. Yeah, the weatherman. Okay. What else do I have here I can tantalize you with? I've got, where is the pollen that fertilizes an ear of corn? Where is that pollen on that plant, on that corn plant? Where is the pollen? All right. And what's the name of the race at the Little Brown Jug? The race has a name of a something that could carry water. Can you imagine? Okay. Here's another. If you had a horse and wanted to feed him the very best hay, what hay would you buy? What would you look for? What kind of hay? If you had this, and I used to feed it to our donkeys. Oh, I did. when I could afford it. And people say, you're feeding that to donkeys? Well, sure. They appreciate it. In the wintertime, when you couldn't buy a lot of hay, I had to buy this particular type of hay in tubed form in bags. And each donkey got at least one of those cubes or two of those every day. And boy, they couldn't thank me enough. What kind of hay am I talking about? 7403399944. Okay, oh, here we go. Here's somebody that knows, I bet. Okay, what kind of hay would that be, caller?
Alfalfa.
Yes, alfalfa is correct. Okay, would you like a prize today?
No, thank you, Charlie.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, yes, alfalfa. Oh, I used to buy those alfalfa cubes. Kind of expensive. But alfalfa cubes were made by taking alfalfa and compressing it into cubes like you would making charcoal, or not charcoal, but briquettes. And they were so delicious. Oh, the donkeys, oh, they just... Every time I walked in the barn, it's almost like they could say, we want our alfalfa right now. That was a whole era. I wish some of you could have enjoyed that along with my wife and I. And kids, we had the pleasures of having all these animals on our little mini farm. And in the wintertime, though, it was not a pleasure. It was all hard work. Because in the middle of winter, when your buckets full of water freeze, you've got to go out and make sure that the animals have water. Oh, boy. Even in the blizzard, we had all those animals during the blizzard, too. 7403839944. Or what's the oldest tree? I think you could faithfully say it's the oldest tree on Earth. And there's some growing in Marion. That's right. It's a quite an interesting tree, and I think its origins were in Asian countries. But it's kind of interesting. Okay, what tree grows in Marion that loses its leaves in one day's time and also is used in the medicine world? Now, what's the name of that tree? Well, alfalfa for horses, okay. I still need to know, name that race in the little brown jug. What's it called? The next to the most famous little brown jug. What race is it? What's its name? All right. Let me see. And tonight's the U.S. Open. No, I keep saying that because I have that written down here. U.S. Open parade. Tonight is a popcorn festival parade. And it starts off when? Is it 5 or 6 o'clock? I don't have any information in front of me. Is it 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock? Probably 6. Usually it's an hour or so. And then after the parade disassembles, then shortly after that, the entertainment begins on the main stage downtown. All right, and boy, there's a lot of traffic after that parade, getting around. A lot of traffic before the parade, too. Finding a place to park. Finding a place to watch the parade. Now, you have to remember, this year, the parade goes down Center Street, all the way to State, and then turns left on State, and goes down to Church, and then turns left on Church. And by the time it gets to the Y... That is the Y, meaning Mount Vernon Avenue and Church Street as they come together. The parade will break up, right? Whoops. I just dropped my earphones on the microphone. That hurt. I have the most unstickable earphones. They slide off of my... Maybe my head's not big. Just not big enough. Okay. Name that tree in Marion. Now, there's one or two in the Marion Cemetery, and there's some on a street that leads off of the boulevard. What's the name of that tree? You can buy ingredients in the medicine department in your favorite drugstore. made from that tree, and that tree loses its leaves in one day's time. They all come off. There's another tree that it's interesting. It's, oh, here we go. I bet this is a, got the answer. Yes, good morning, caller.
Oh, here we go.
Are you there?
Yes, sir. Have you ginkgo?
Yes, ginkgo tree. Yes, you got it. Hey, would you like a prize today?
Ah, what do you got, buddy?
I got zoo tickets, for one.
For one?
And
okay.
I got an oil change.
Oil change, okay.
Would you like an oil change?
It's I'll take the zoo ticket.
Okay, well, okay, what's your name?
It's Doug Hessen.
Doug Hessen. How you doing, Doug?
I'm working right now.
Oh, good.
I work over here off Isla Farm.
Oh, okay.
Bumping old bonds out.
Well, hey,
I just had the radio on, sitting in the tractor.
Well, hey, that's great. I'm glad. Now, you could have answered that question on where does pollen come from.
Hi, this is Steve Boom Boom Cannon.
Thanks
and
for calling.
And as the King of Trivia, I've got a question for you. Where can you find great talk, open phone lines, and celebrities every day? Now with Scott Spears on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP. We're in Marion, Ohio. Call him at 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.WWGH1071.com.
From 12:10 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Well, where does he keep coming from? Okay. Oh, let me see. Yeah, I was glad to have Mr. Hessen call me. In a tractor, good. And I keep wondering what corn production will be like in Marion County. Because of the fact that we couldn't get corn planted on time, but yet we managed to get some in the ground, and some of it looks really beautiful. Ears, pretty good size, but obviously there's going to be a lot of no non-production or little nubs for ears of corn, but then it's going to be such a mixture this year. Wow. And soybeans look beautiful out there. Some of them were planted a little bit late. Some were planted on time. And it's usually during the Richwood Independent Fair that soybeans begin to mature. But because they were planted a little bit later, maturity will be a little different this year. And one thing we do not want...
You're listening to WWGH
Okay, we'll be back
Radio,
in a few minutes.
LPFM, Marion, Ohio, the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and my wife said something funny, and I laughed, and the laugh was, you know, which was pretty much my Bozo laugh.